serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And I'll tell you what, we were talking business Saturday morning. We were talking business, but we were talking business while standing next to the pool at the Caesars Palace down in Las Vegas on Saturday morning, gearing up for UFC 300 and the UFC fights on Saturday night. Who made it to the Fusion fights, the Fusion Fight League events in Great Falls Friday night? Because I'm looking forward to checking out the Fusion fights in Bozeman coming up here in, what, less than 2 weeks now, and then they'll be in Billings first part of May. But, yeah, no, it was fun. We had such an incredible crew. That really was the highlight. I mean, it was cool going to the UFC fights. That was incredible. I mean, like a bucket list thing to get a chance to take part in that. And then, you know, seeing kind of the who's who that was there at the UFC, that was cool. But really the highlight was this incredible crew of veterans and entrepreneurs that I was able to tag along with. But yeah, it was just cool, you know, sitting there, you know, BSing poolside at the Caesars Palace there with guys like Willie Blazer from Willie's Distillery and Les Craig, and then Ryan, who started Fan Up app out of Bozeman, and then of course Nate Kahana, the CEO of Anthem Snacks. Anyway, just cool, just talking business and gearing up for the UFC fight. Les Craig is with Next Frontier Capital, and so he, you know, he was kind of telling me about some of the cool business startups that he's been finding out about. So I'll have to see if we can get Les on the show, because he's always got his ear to the ground with up and coming businesses and new technology, in particular like game changing technology. And then of course, Greg Putnam with Little Belt Cattle Company. He was there hat in hand, of course, for the UFC fights. But let's talk more business here. It was kind of, you know, actually Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal with us here every Monday. You know, Evelyn, it was crazy. I flew back, from Vegas to Billings, Sunday morning, and it was as nice in Billings as it was in Vegas.
Oh, it's been glorious. I just love it.
Yeah, it's been great.
We've been outside working. I even got a little bit of a suntan, so it's wonderful.
Well, don't get too used to it, because I think we're getting some more snow and rain here later this week, but that's all right. We still need more moisture.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll forgive the snow. It melts quickly now, so it's okay.
That's right. Well, about 30 seconds before we go to our first news and weather break, but what's the good news story to start with here this morning, or the big story to start with?
Well, I have a whole bunch of new businesses all over the state, and one of which is in Billings, and they're building a new manufacturing plant of sorts, I guess, and the company is called NCI Group, and it's a subdivision of Fortified Building Solutions, and they have opened at 7570 Entryway Drive, and the company builds and manufactures materials for builders, contractors, and homeowners, and in locations throughout the United States. They tout the broadest selection of metal roof and wall and metal building products.
Interesting. Well, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break. I see here that they're also planning a second location in Belgrade as well, so stand by.
Securing America.
Today, the 128th Boston Marathon will be run in Massachusetts. The event forever scarred by the bombing in 2013, which killed three and injured hundreds. The marathon requires extensive collaboration between multiple agencies to keep it safe. Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency Director Dawn Brantley.
When it comes to the Boston Marathon, we are one team with one mission: a safe and successful race day for everyone.
The FBI admits terrorism threats in the country are at an all-time high following the start of the war in the Middle East. But Special Agent in Charge Jody Cohen says,
our most immediate concern are homegrown violent extremists or lone actors.
Thankfully, she adds,
at this point in time, the FBI is not aware of any specific or credible threats targeting this year's marathon.
Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says, in addition to the race itself,
safety is always paramount.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll stay with mostly cloudy skies today, along with some scattered showers and a few storms around the area as well. High temperatures range from around 60 in Bozeman to 70 in the Billings area. For tonight, scattered shower chances, especially early, then partly cloudy skies, lows from the mid-30s in Bozeman to the mid-40s in Billings. And then on Tuesday, some afternoon showers are possible. This is weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, and of course, it's Monday, April 15th. It is tax day, if you weren't tracking it already. Hopefully, it's not catching you by surprise, but it's a good day to be in Montana, even if the federal taxes aren't that necessarily good news, of course. At least we've had reduction in tax rates here in Montana. Not only did we get the property tax rebates, and we'll get them again this year, we got income tax rebates last year. But on top of that, you know, the Republican supermajority in the legislature lowered your tax rates. And I think that's having a great positive impact for folks here in Montana. Before we get back to kind of some of the new business, before we get to some of the new businesses across the state, maybe let's start there, Evelyn, if you don't mind. Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal. That reduction in tax rates, I think, you know, we take for granted how big of an achievement that was for the governor and the legislature.
Yes, it was a big turnaround for Montana historically because, you know, you were mentioning that you got a return. Well, you never used to get a return from Montana. You always owed something. Well, that's changed, and Wallace Hub reports that Montana is the second best place to be located if you are a low-income earner. It means that you pay the second lowest taxes in the nation as a percentage of your income. So you pay on average 7.28% in taxes, while nationally the average paid is 11.4%. And the average for high income earners nationally is 7.2%. So while Montana came in second, for low-income earners, it has pretty good rankings for middle and high-income earners, too. The middle-income earners pay, in Montana, 8.13%, placing them in eighth place, and high-income earners pay 7.37%, placing them ninth nationally. So, these tax cuts, they're making a difference, and this is not a bad they have to pay taxes.
Yeah, it's huge, especially right now. I mean, everybody's getting hit in the wallet by the Biden tester inflation that's just taking money out of your pocket, right? And then, of course, we know what's going on with property taxes, but thankfully we got the property tax rebates. Hopefully in this next session we can get comprehensive property tax reform on top of that. But the income tax rebates, the income tax reductions, what a lot of people don't realize is that if you're paying your taxes today, if you only make like somewhere around $20,000 a year, you pay the highest tax bracket. You're always in that highest tax bracket in Montana even. So when they lowered that tax bracket, when they lowered the rates for everybody, they also lowered it for the lowest, you know, some of the lowest income earners out there. And yet it's interesting is that as these legislative Democrats keep virtue signaling about property taxes, the very property taxes that they've increased time and time again through their support for all these, you know, various spending initiatives, you know, the same legislative Democrats were against the property tax rebates, but they were also against reducing income tax levels right now. So just remember today that legislative Democrats would have had you paying more today if they had their way. I just think people need to be reminded of that, especially since it's 2024.
It's a new day, I guess you'd say, in Montana with our legislators focused on reducing these taxes. You know, these numbers, these percentages, they are cumulative. I mean, they're both how many taxes you pay all total, whether it's property taxes or income taxes. So it's not just a tax rate, it's how much do you really pay in taxes in Montana. And so, and the state that pays the least in every category is Alaska. But I think they pay, they collect, they generate income from oil or something, and give it to the people.
Natural resources. So yep. Natural resources is how they are able to keep their taxes that low. That's great. We could do more of that here in Montana as well. You know, it's interesting, too, talking about taxes. Man, if things don't go right in 2024, if Democrats are able to hold power, on the flight back from Las Vegas, when I flew back from Las Vegas yesterday morning, I ran into Leslie Robinson, and she's with the Montana Stock Growers out of Phillips County, and then Vicki Olson is now chair of the Public Lands Council. They're both headed back to Washington, D.C. yesterday as I was on my way home, and you know, the death tax is the big topic of conversations that they're going to be having in D.C. this week because, man, I'll tell you what, if those death taxes get reinstated, especially at current property values in Montana, you'd see a lot of family ranches that could go under and be forced to sell as a result of, escalating death taxes that the Democrats will want to put back in.
Well, yeah, that kind of is in keeping. Apparently, they want to get rid of agriculture anyhow, and we're all going to eat bugs and laboratory meat.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So a death tax would be a perfect way for the left to put a death to, you know, longtime family ranches here in Montana. All right. Well, we'll talk more with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal here right after this news and weather break. And, of course, the Farm and Ranch Report as well. She talked about a new business to Billings, the NCI Group. They're also planning a second location in Belgrade. And then Evelyn tells us there's several other new businesses that have sprouted up across the state that she can share with us here. So we'll start there right after this. And then after the 7:30 Fox News update, open phone lines for you and whatever you want to talk about.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. When choosing a rewards credit card, many people deliberate about whether they should select a card that gives them cash back or travel rewards. But if you're deciding between the two types of cards, it comes down to your lifestyle. Since the main appeal of a cashback card is earning money back for purchases, you'll want to select a card with a rewards structure that aligns with your spending habits. Travel credit cards come in two varieties, general purpose travel rewards cards and the so-called co-branded cards, which bear the name of an airline or hotel chain. They don't offer as much flexibility as travel credit cards, but they can provide perks that general purpose travel cards do not have. Bottom line, when selecting a card, be realistic about how you're going to use it. A travel card is an excellent choice if you travel frequently, while a cashback card is usually less expensive and comes with more versatile rewards. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
Last week, USDA released the monthly World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates Report. And for wheat, this month's supply and demand outlook for 2023 through 24, U.S. wheat is for lower supplies, reduced domestic use, and unchanged exports, along with higher ending stocks. Supplies were tightened with a reduction in projected imports by 5 million bushels to 140 million on a slower-than-expected import pace. Domestic consumption is forecast down on lower-than-expected implied feed and residual use in the second and third quarters as well. As a result of this, annual feed and residual use is lowered 30 million bushels to 90 million. Projected 2023 through 24 ending stocks of U.S. wheat was raised 25 million bushels to 690 million. The season average farm gate price for producers was also reduced by a nickel to $7.10 a bushel. Now, in that same report, it shows that corn for feed and residual use was increased 25 million bushels to 5.7 billion based on indicated disappearance during the December-February quarter. With no supply changes and use rising, ending stocks were lowered for corn 50 million bushels to 2.1 billion bushels, while the season average farm price was lowered by a nickel for U.S. corn to $4.00. $2.70 a bushel. I'm Lane Northblonde.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, scanning some of the headlines here at the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet. All that tax info that Evelyn Pyburn just shared with us, you can find it in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet this morning, and much more. Evelyn, you started off the program this morning by talking about, you know, how you've been, you know, tracking some of the newest startups and new businesses starting up across Montana. I had heard about, or just other interesting business news. I had seen the news about the Amazon warehouse in Missoula. I think the governor was there for a ribbon cutting ceremony, but apparently there's one, maybe two more possibly in the works across the state as well.
Well, yes. There's a lot of gossip all around Billings about the fact that a big warehouse that's being built west of town actually will somehow include a distribution center for Amazon. And apparently that's supposed to be kind of hush-hush, but everybody's talking about it. So it's one of those secrets that everybody knows, I guess. And at the same time, I came across some discussion that there is Amazon distribution center being planned in Belgrade along Jackrabbit Lane in a development called Venture West Development. And they're also planning a very large grocery store in that development. So, and that sounded very definite. You know, they said it would be a 53,000 square foot distribution center, and they were quoting the owner of that development. I didn't get his name, but it sounded pretty definite.
Interesting.
I think it's interesting that Belgrade seems to be capturing the growth now. It's probably, you know, there's probably no room left in Bozeman.
Well, or the building codes, the city is such a challenge to work with, and then the costs, the closer you get into city, the more and more folks are moving further out. And, I wonder what kind of grocery store they're looking at putting in there, because people always get excited whenever there's chatter about a new grocery store anywhere, right?
Yeah, and you know, and I, you know, used to live in the Gallatin Valley down on the Three Forks end of things, and people, they would always drive to Bozeman, but more and more, because Bozeman had the traffic issues and stuff, people would start stopping in Belgrade. So I think Belgrade's a great location for growth there. But, and I was still in Bozeman, you know, along North 7th Street, there used to be what you might call a farmer's market of equipment dealers and all kinds of supplies and stuff for farmers and ranchers, just one business after another. And they all announced all at once that they were moving to Belgrade following, you know, one of them wanted to expand and the city wouldn't let them. And so they all decided they were moving to Belgrade, and North 7th made a complete turnaround at that point, and now the farming market is in Belgrade and not in Bozeman. So remember that.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, some other interesting stuff here in the hot sheet this morning as well. You've got a report about how a Montana legislative committee is asking Congress to support efforts to pull rare earth elements from the Berkeley Pit in Butte. That's kind of interesting. That's an interesting concept, which is why not extract these rare earth elements from the Berkeley Pit. So that's a very interesting report that you've got here. And then in other news, there were various reports, some conflicting reports, about a potential nuclear power plant in the Butte area last week. Apparently, a gentleman had spoken at the you know, basically their county commissioners meeting at the Butte Silver Bow Commission meeting and said, yeah, he's gotten the approvals to build this nuclear power plant, small-scale nuke, et cetera. But then Tom Lutie had a piece in the Billings Gazette quoting the Nuclear Regulatory, the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and Westinghouse saying, no, they haven't gotten any approval. No, we're not working on anything like that. So there's conflicting reports. But nonetheless, you've got a report about how the Montana legislature is trying to make it easier to get nuclear power up and running in Montana.
Well, that's what the owner of the company that wants to bring in the nuclear power plant, which is a small micro reactor, I think they call them. But he said that the state legislature had passed a law that says a nuclear power plant didn't have to get state regulatory approvals and stuff. They would have to get local meet local requirements and stuff, but that was what he said. His name is Christian Barlow, and he is trying to relocate a business apparently from Florida to Butte, and they manufacture some kind of night vision and a couple other things, and they want to do that in Butte. And this power plant that they're talking about would provide like 500 megawatts of power. And
and that's interesting because that's the type of so-called green energy that if the green energy activists actually wanted green energy, they would fully support something like that.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Israel's war cabinet is discussing a response to Iran launching drones and missiles Saturday, most intercepted, dozens by the U.S. military.
We had American fighter pilots in the air, first time ever, that we were involved in the active defense of Israel in a combat sort of scenario.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on Fox. The FBI has opened a criminal investigation to last month's Baltimore bridge collapse.
Investigators have been on board the cargo ship Dolly, which struck one of the bridge's support columns, the NTSB, which is also investigating, says it's focusing on the vessel's electrical power system. The FBI's investigation reportedly focuses on the circumstances leading up to the crash and whether all federal laws were followed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Former President Trump is at a courthouse in New York City for the start of jury selection in his criminal case about covering up hush money payments for the 2016 election. America's listening to Fox News.
All right. Yeah, when it comes to nuclear power, remember down in Wyoming, they were taking a coal-fired power plant that was going to go out of business anyway, and they're converting it to a nuclear power plant. Now it's got support of shady characters like Bill Gates, but if you're one of these so-called climate activists and you actually think that CO2 emissions are a thing, then you should be in full support of nuclear power. Yet I can already see it. I can already see the Montana Democrat Party environmental activists on Twitter, and they're making it very clear that they would do everything they could to try to oppose even small scale nuclear power here in Montana. But again, where do you want us to get our power from? Because wind and solar alone ain't going to cut it. And we used to be a net exporter of power. Now we have had to import power at times at much higher prices. So these people that want electric cars, they want electric everything, these climate hypocrites are the same ones that don't want to provide more power, even as they want to make us more reliant on electric everything at the same time. 406-294-0970 is the number for you, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. Anything and everything you want to talk about here on Montana Talks. There was a story here at foxnews.com. When did this one came out? I think this one came out on Saturday. This is a must read. You know, last week we were calling out this fake news attempted hit piece against Republican U.S. Senate candidate and Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. And you know, of course, they've been trying to continue to go after his distinguished service record. And, you know, the Washington Post is fake news. We saw everything they did to Donald J. Trump, the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. And then, man, you got to see this Fox News piece, though. Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana Republican Party, shared this over the weekend. Looks like the Washington Post and the Montana Democrats got caught in a pack of lies. You don't mess with combat veteran heroes in Montana. The Washington Post smear of highly decorated Iraq war veteran and Senate candidate omits critical info. Surprise, surprise, surprise. I'll get to that here in just a second. Hey, but first, if you go to our Montana Talks website, you'll see that we got a chance. We got a chance to get a look inside the UFC's Performance Institute down in Las Vegas. And it was really cool because, you know, on the first floor, they have their nutrition and their diet, really their health and wellness section of their UFC Performance Institute. And then level two, that's where all the MMA fighting, the mixed martial arts fighting, the octagon, the ground, you know, everything, the ground maneuvers, the punching bags, the kickboxing bags, that was all on level two. But anyway, full coverage, not only of the UFC Performance Institute, but also UFC 300. Check it out, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, coming up later in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have full coverage from our UFC 300 trip. Got to be in the house for UFC 300 with just an incredible crew. Man, I couldn't believe they let me tag along with such an incredible crew like that. So I'm just the nerdy guy in the back here. Don't worry about me. What a cool crew. We've got several of them that are going to be with us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, including Nate Kahana, the CEO of the Bozeman-based Anthem Snacks. But the one thing I wanted to tell you about, so we got to tour their Performance Institute on Friday, and it was so incredible. I mean, we had a dietitian and a nutritionist. She is like the nutritionist for these UFC fighters. Because if you're going to be like a UFC fighter, it's more than just the ability to fight. You got to be like all the above. I mean, the incredible amount of discipline, but diet and nutrition is so key, right? And so anyway, if you go to MontanaTalks.com, you can see my conversation with one of the official dietitians and nutritionists for the UFC. But when we started our tour, they showed us this body scan thing. It was crazy looking. It was like you lay down on this body scanner. It's almost like if you were laying down for like an MRI or something like that, but instead of being in an enclosed tube, they have like this X-ray bar type thing that scans right over the top of you. But she was telling us, I mean, they can tell all sorts of crazy things about your body mass, your lean muscle mass, everything. They can even tell based off of some of their testing whether you're more likely to hold on to fat if you consume, you know, fatty foods, or if you're more likely to hold on to carbs if you eat, you know, a lot of carbs, right? So they can even get that done. She's like, I work in an ICU in the area. She's like, I've worked in hospitals. And she's like, the only time you'll see a body scanner like this is maybe if you're at an ICU. But yet they have that for their fighters because that's how important diet and nutrition is for these fighters. Look, here's the deal. Now, you may not be a UFC fighter and you may not want to go get your full body scan and need to do all that down there with something like that type of a device. But you can get something that'll do exactly what you need to help you lose weight. They have a body scanner, not the same one as this crazy one that we saw down at the UFC Performance Institute, but Billings Last Diet has a body scanner scale that gives you an idea of your lean muscle mass, your water weight, your body composition. And so what that does is that helps you realize like, oh, yes, I put on a couple of pounds, but it's water weight. So don't freak out about it because having a little extra water is good because the water helps you burn fat, right? Or like it'll tell you where you're actually losing fat but maintaining your muscle mass. It's one reason their team of diet coaches at Billings Last Diet are so successful. So check them out. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6751. And if you don't live in the Billings area, they have a scale, a body scanning scale that they can ship to your house so that you can do remote coaching with them. And that remote coaching is working very well as well. I had a listener from Bozeman tell us about the 85 pounds he lost. All right, here's the story at foxnews.com from over the weekend. The Washington Post smear of highly decorated Iraq war veteran and Senate candidate omits critical info. Here's this Washington Post story. The Washington Post is facing a backlash after the media outlet quoted three experts to cast doubt on the validity of a bullet wound sustained in Afghanistan by a top Republican Senate candidate, but omitted the trio's ties to the Democrat Party. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Look, guys, when Rush Limbaugh would talk about the drive-by media, we said this last week, what they were trying to pull, the knife they were trying to put in the back of Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy 1 week ago. We said it 1 week ago. Drive-by media. They do these drive-by style attacks, these hit-and-run attacks. They come, with these fake news media drive-by shootings to try to shoot somebody down. And then eventually they miss, and if you stand up to their BS, they miss. And then you realize, like, oh, look at these not-so-straight shooters that they had to commit their drive-by media fake news attacks. And this is what this piece here by Aubrey Spady and Andrew Murray for FoxNews.com shows here. Look at the people they quoted for this hit piece, this attempted hit piece on Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. The expert doctor that they quoted here, Joseph V. Sacrin, a Johns Hopkins trauma surgeon and longtime Democrat donor. Get this. He worked as a Democrat staffer for Senator Maggie Hassan out of New Hampshire. Not only that, but he gave at least $21,000 to groups such as the Hillary Clinton Victory Fund, Hillary for America, the DNC, and Biden for President. Oh, but this is the expert doctor they used to try to shoot holes in Tim Sheehy's service. Wow. Let's see. And he's got all sorts of anti-Trump statements, et cetera. And a reminder, Donald Trump endorsed Tim Sheehy. So if you're one of these Trump derangement syndrome afflicted doctors like this guy, of course he's going to make a bunch of stuff up to attack a Trump-endorsed U.S. Senate candidate. Well, who else? Who else did they quote here? Oh, a former Air Force attorney by the name of Rachel Van Landingham, who said, oh, the military justice system would never go after, would never go after one of their own. No. The military justice system has never been weaponized against troops for doing their jobs. No. We would never weaponize them. Have you not been watching the war on terrorism for the past 20 years? Our troops have had targets on their backs for making the right decision in combat zones, and then you get these chairborne activists going after them. Air Force Attorney Rachel, former Air Force Attorney Rachel Van Landingham, who was used in this drive-by media attack against Tim Sheehy. Let's see here. She's made multiple donations to Act Blue and Hillary for America. Additionally, she referred to Trump as a terrorist recruiting poster child. She wrote in 2020 that Trump's call to label Antifa domestic terrorists is dangerous. Wow, she is defending Antifa. She defends domestic terrorists. She doesn't want our government going after domestic terrorists like Antifa, but then she does a drive-by media hit job against a Navy SEAL who served his country. This is another one of these so-called experts that the fake news Washington Post used in their drive-by attack against Tim Sheehy. Oh, and then the third one, and then I'll jump right into the phone lines here with Mike and Big Timber. The third one, who is their third expert? Catherine Kosminski, who works for the Center for a New American Security. The Center for a New American Security is a left-wing progressive, whatever term you want to use, think tank, defense think tank. So it's a liberal left-wing think tank group that they used as their military experts here. Good night. By the way, Catherine Kosminski has made multiple visits to the Biden White House, and she's also been critical of President Donald J. Trump. She also criticized Republicans for pushing back against the woke BS in the military. So she is advocating for all this woke garbage that is harming our national defense. Anyway, this is three of the so-called experts the Washington Post used to go after Sheehy. Mike in Big Timber, what's your thoughts? Thanks for the call.
My thought is this. There was some report coming out that this accidental shooting occurred in Glacier National Park, and some ranger confirmed it. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they claimed that he shot himself in the arm with a Colt 45. His arm would have been ripped to pieces if he shot himself in the arm with a Colt 45.
Right. But they're saying there was a report that came out. It happened in Glacier National Park, and a ranger confirmed it. A neighbor of mine mentioned that. And, of course, he was all upset that Tim Sheehy didn't pay back his government loans. And I said to him, look, if a man doesn't pay back government loans, they're going to come after him. So I don't get where all this information is coming out of.
Well, it's the fake news media with the fake news, propaganda arm. They are the arm of the Democrat Party.
But did you hear a story about a ranger confirming that it was he was shot in Glacier?
Well,
I didn't know Glacier was in Afghanistan.
Well, you got to go see our report from 1 week ago that includes info on the left wing Never Trumper Park Ranger as well. Check it out, MontanaTalks.com.
After the holidays, a little cash goes a long way. The Chime checking account has tons of benefits to help, like fee-free overdraft up to $200 for eligible members, no monthly fees, and thousands of fee-free ATMs. You can even get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Sign up for Chime today at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Access to direct deposits up to 2 days early depends on the timing of the submission of the payment file from the payer.
Fox News commentary.
California taxpayers have blown over $20 billion on the homeless crisis, but the state has failed to track what that money has actually done. Paging Governor Newsom. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. On December 22nd, 2000, three thieves held museum goers at gunpoint at the Swedish National Museum. The criminals stole three paintings, escaping with $42 million worth of stolen art. This week, I'm joined by retired FBI Special Agent Robert Whitman for a look at how he was able to secure and return the priceless works of art. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
California is home, no pun intended, to 30% of the nation's homeless population. And despite spending over $20 billion on the issue over the last 5 years, it's only getting worse. A new state audit also shows that the state has failed to effectively track where all of that money has gone and what it's actually done to improve the problem. This is so California it hurts. Billions have been thrown at this homeless crisis, and yet the state does not have reliable data to understand where that money has been spent and if it's been cost effective at all. You know, I lived in California for many years, so this doesn't surprise me one bit. It's the homeless industrial complex at work. If leaders actually solve the problem, the money would dry up. Taxpayers are throwing money at a wall, and guess what? It's not sticking at all. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
It's 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio. Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we've got Gail and Laurel on the phone lines. I got an email a few days ago from Gail and Laurel. Hey, we've got a big fundraising dinner coming up for our senior center in Laurel. Can we get somebody on the show to talk about it? I said, Gail, why don't you call in and tell us about it? Thankfully, she's now on the phone lines. Gail, great to hear from you.
Hi, Aaron. Yes, good to hear from you as well. We are having on Thursday evening from 4 to 6, a fundraising dinner. We have expanded, I say we, I'm just helping them out, fundraising. So we have expanded the Laurel Senior Center to accommodate handicap parking and just make it bigger and brighter because the need is out there. So we've already finished the building, but we're still collecting funds to help pay off the loans. And so this Thursday, they're having a complete spaghetti dinner as a fundraiser. And it is all free will offering. There is no direct charge to the public to come. But we will also have a silent auction with some really nice gifts, some gift cards to local golf courses, and some paintings, just some nice things for a silent auction. And there will be a bake sale as well. So they're going to hold it at the Laurel Senior Center, which is at 720 South 4th Street in Laurel, and that's across from the pond.
That's great. You don't need tickets ahead of time or anything? You could even just show up?
Don't need tickets. Just come show up anytime between 4 and 6. It's over at 6, so, you know, to come a little bit before 6 anyway. But spaghetti, bread, dessert, what else?
And good beverages. People. What's your favorite thing about the Laurel Senior Center?
Well, I do Meals on Wheels, so that's fun for me. I also get groceries once a month for a shut-in lady, so that's fun to do as well. Well, the opportunities there for people who have who are older and maybe don't have a lot to do at home, they can come. They have yoga. They have exercise class. They have cards. I don't know when, like during the week, they have these things because I don't really go other than, you know, doing the Meals on Wheels. But they have a lot of activities. They have lunch every day, and that costs only $5, and it's a complete meal. I mean, I get one as a token of their gratitude after I deliver meals, but they're just really nice folks, and they want to give seniors an opportunity to participate in activities.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks for what you do to serve your friends and neighbors, and sounds like a great place for senior citizens to get together and have community and a good time and a good meal and all in one shot. So, yeah, thanks for calling in and letting folks know about that. Appreciate your phone call, Gail.
Okay. Thanks for having me, Aaron.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Just about out of time this hour of the show. Let's go to Harold in Bozeman. Harold, what's on your mind?
Hey, Aaron. I've been hearing people talk about Tim Sheehy not paying back his loan to the government. And as a banker by trade, I did what were called the PPP loans, Paycheck Protection Program loans.
Yep.
They were set up for companies that were hurt by the shutdown for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And they were designed that if you met the parameters, i.e. you kept your people on and you showed an impact of COVID, then the government forgave them. That was the plan from the beginning and the way it was written into legislation. So if he kept his employees and was impacted by COVID, then the government automatically forgave it. And he didn't pay it back because that was the program.
That's how the program was designed. Yeah, that's why it's such an absurd BS line of attack, yet another one of these, you know, absurd BS lines of attack that they're trying to use against him here. So great point in pointing that out. Yeah, they're criticizing him for the PPP. So basically, the Democrats shut down America, lock down America, destroy our economy. But by golly, if you keep your employees on the job to keep America going, now they attack you.